Great Britain is known for its soggy weather, yet this winter has defied even Britain's damp expectations. Storms over Christmas led into the rainiest January on record. Now, some parts of England have been underwater for more than a month, and the forecasts aren't getting better. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from London.
The Somerset Levels is a swath of farmland in the west of England. Philippa Hawkes from the town of Boroughbridge says the area is used to flooding, but she's never seen anything like this.
We lose the main road on a very regular basis, but we don't usually lose the side roads. So it is pretty horrific.
And it's not just the amount of water, it's the duration. It's been more than 6 weeks since the first big storms moved in, and some people have been getting to their homes by canoe ever since. Sue Tyler Moore says neighbors have been doing their best to help each other.
Well, for the last few weeks, we've had obviously the water encroaching all the time, but the last few days, it's absolutely dire. Absolutely dire. There are so many people that are really struggling with this, and it's heartbreaking to see it.
And the water just keeps spreading. Last week, the highest waves ever recorded in Britain crashed against the southwest coast. They uprooted chunks of train tracks connecting the entire county of Cornwall to the rest of England. Even when the water is gone, the damage will remain, says Kevin Ward. He's with Britain's Environment Agency.
We've got damage to the railway track. We've got damage to the sea wall. It's going to take a lot of time to repair this and to get things back to normal.
Today, there are yet more flood warnings covering a 15-mile stretch of the Thames River. Jackie Smith has lived in her home near Windsor for more than 30 years.
I was quite shocked when I saw the army arriving in droves and sandbags going up everywhere and building a wall to protect us from the river. The natural floodplain is actually the other side of the river. But when you look across there now, it's already a lake. So I expect it's just that they don't know which way it's going to go next.
Most of the country's major political figures have visited the flood zones, including Prime Minister David Cameron, who today defended his government's response.
They do an amazing job, the staff of the Environment Agency, and they deserve our support and our thanks. I'm only interested in one thing, and that is making sure that everything the government can do is being done and will go on being done to help people through this difficult time.
That doesn't satisfy people like Tim Holmes. He's been organizing his community to fill sandbags and distribute them with less help from the government than he would like.
Everyone is feeling let down, disappointed and angry because we've had David Cameron and all these politicians come in, and they've come in the last couple of weeks. Well, it's no good coming in now because there's nothing they can do.
Members of Parliament have been even more aggressive in their attacks. Today, Environment Minister Chris Smith defended himself in the Guardian newspaper, saying that even though some 5,000 houses have been flooded, more than 1 million homes have been spared from the waters by his agency. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.